This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A group of lawmakers from French President Emmanuel Macron's party is proposing a bill to inscribe abortion rights into the Constitution. The rights are already in a 1975 French law, but the bill would cement abortion rights by including a constitutional provision that would make it, quote, impossible to deprive a person of the right to voluntarily terminate pregnancy, according to a statement released on Saturday by the parliamentary group. Macron expressed solidarity with women in the United States following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn a nearly half a century old landmark ruling that will likely lead to abortion bans in roughly half the states. Macron said women's liberties are being undermined by the decision. Quote, abortion is a fundamental right for all women. It must be protected, the French president wrote in a Twitter post late Friday. Tens of thousands of protesters are expected to gather in Munich as the group of seven leading economic powers are set to hold their annual gathering in Germany's Bavarian Alps. Police are expecting around 20,000 protesters in the city on Saturday. 15 groups critical of globalization will participate in the demonstrations. Their various demands include a phase-out of fossil fuels, the preservation of animal and plant diversity, social justice on the planet, and a stepped-up fight against hunger. The G7 leaders are expected to start arriving Saturday afternoon and will tackle issues such as Russia's war on Ukraine, climate change, energy, and the looming food security crisis. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A gunman opened fire in Oslo's nightlife district early Saturday, killing two people and leaving 10 seriously wounded in what police are investigating as a possible terrorist attack during the Norwegian capital's annual Pride Festival. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Investigators said the suspect, identified as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen originally from Iran, was arrested after opening fire at three locations in downtown Oslo. While the motive was unclear, organizers of Oslo Pride canceled a parade that was set for Saturday as the highlight of a week-long festival. One of the shootings happened outside the London Pub, a bar popular with the city's LGBTQ community, just hours before the parade was set to begin. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Zimbabwean healthcare workers halted a five-day-old pay strike and returned to work on Saturday, but union leaders warned they would resume the walkout if the government failed to make an improved wage offer within 2 weeks. Thousands of nurses and doctors at state-run hospitals in the southern African country are demanding a hefty raise in wages in U.S. dollars due to a slide in the local currency and brisk inflation that has eroded the value of their earnings. They went on strike on Monday after rejecting a government offer to double their local currency wages, saying the hike would not even compensate for Zimbabwe's annual inflation. Train stations are all but deserted across Britain on the third day of a national strike that snarled the weekend plans of millions. Train companies said only a fifth of passenger services would run on Saturday. About 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff have walked off the job in Britain's biggest and most disruptive railway strike for 30 years. The same workers held 24-hour strikes on Tuesday and Thursday in a dispute over jobs, pay, and working conditions. The rail union is seeking a substantial pay raise as workers face a cost-of-living squeeze. Train companies, meanwhile, are seeking to cut costs and staffing after 2 years in which emergency government funding kept them afloat during the pandemic. Recapping our top story, a group of lawmakers from French President Emmanuel Macron's party is proposing a bill to inscribe abortion rights into the Constitution. The rights are already in a 1975 law, but the bill would cement abortion rights by including a constitutional provision that would, quote, make it impossible to deprive a person of the right to voluntarily terminate pregnancy, according to a statement released Saturday. Macron expressing solidarity with women in the United States following a Supreme Court decision on Friday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.